This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, Biden said that the United States and Japan will work together to show that democracies can deliver on their promises.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people in the face of a rapidly changing world.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The Biden administration says it's creating a national network to track coronavirus variants that could trigger another pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Virus response advisor Andy Slavitt says even as the administration ramps up vaccination efforts,
more dangerous variants are growing.
He says a $1.7 billion network using funds from the president's virus relief package is aimed at getting ahead of the variants.
This funding will enable CDC and states to do more genomic sequencing.
The announcement comes as CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the nation's seeing more virus cases.
Nearly 70,000 new cases per day.
Up from 53,000 4 weeks ago. She says hospitalizations and deaths are also up, partly because of variants and partly because of relaxed restrictions on gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website,